A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits with power to cast them out, to cure all kinds of diseases and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. For Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot and Judas Iscariot, the one who was to betray him. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them as follows. Do not turn your steps to pagan territory. Do not enter any Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim that the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. The Gospel of the Lord. The basic metaphor for preaching in the Gospels is quite simply the planting of the seed in the soil. We can choose the seed we plant. We can't really choose the soil. The soil is whatever we can find. And Christ himself limits his apostles. He's teaching them a valuable lesson. You don't preach to whom you want to preach. You preach to whom it is given to you to preach. Do not turn your steps to pagan territory, do not enter any Samaritan town. It's not something you need to be told, but the fact that they have been told is a preparation for the end of the Gospel of Mark, when they will be told to preach to all the nations. They'll be told to go out to the whole world. The soil is not their own. The seed itself is what we preach, but the soil nurtures or fails to nurture that seed in its own way. Different people hear different things. And in fact, the seed that they're given to preach is very vague. Proclaim that the kingdom of heaven is close at hand. That's very vague. There's nothing about redemption, nothing about the Messiah, certainly nothing about death and resurrection. It's a word that could mean all sorts of things to all sorts of people. The first preaching was vague. It's only vague as it is preached. The soil makes it specific and clear. Different people hear different things. Different people have different ideas of the kingdom of heaven. What it means to be close at hand, what it means to be a kingdom, what heaven means. The disciples, the apostles are sent out with something that will mean different things to different people. It's very significant. They have to learn that their preaching is not their own. And the seed, which they can choose, which they're responsible for, is a seed to give away. They offer it. It is received. But it's received in different ways. Different soil, different reception. The first sermon then was vague because we have to learn before we preach that it is never our preaching, never our word, never our truth, but the truth we find together. And it's better to be good soil than to be a good sower of seed, because the soil itself is what's saved. The soil gives birth to the kingdom of heaven.